Brenda McBride. I'm the product manager for the Classmate Reader, and I oversee the area of learning disabilities and discussing options for that. But one of the things that we decided to develop is a site where individuals can come to that will allow them to see the integration of different kinds of technology. So we are going to go today and do a live presentation and look around the website and hopefully answer some questions and allow you to play or see how you can play with this in the future. So we are going to go to www.mydreamclassroom.com. Welcome to mydreamclassroom.com. This was designed and we wanted to create a site where you could come to and see different pieces of technology and see how that would work with your students. So we're going to go into the high school page. If you have students that are elementary, high school, or college age, you can go into each of those classrooms, and there is different technology depending on the classroom and the category that you choose. So for today, we're going to go into the high school setting. And so I just click on the front graphic of this particular page. And as you can see, there's, I'm waiting for your picture to come up. All I see is there's no graphic behind there. So, oh, there we go. Perfect. You're going to see a classroom, and there's desks all throughout the classroom. It's a little cartoon style. And we have libraries or bookcases at the back. We have desks and students all around and a teacher at the front. On our left-hand side of the page, we have some checkboxes that we can click on if you are using a screen reader. So we have the option of selecting blindness, low vision, or learning disabilities. And for right now, we are going to select learning disabilities, and you're going to see a whole bunch of different pieces of technology become available for you to look at. So this really is almost like a visual graphics of a classroom. And so we want you to be thinking of the students that you're working with and to look at the pieces of technology. So, for example, if you had a student that was struggling, so this little girl here, I'm not sure whether you can, so I'm going to pull out a highlighter for you. This little girl here is struggling with reading, and her name is Susie. And she needs to have access to content, material. And so what we can do is select the Classmate Reader. The Classmate Reader on the side is going to show what the portable device is about. And so you're going to see a description come on the right-hand side that talks about this particular device. And the Classmate Reader has been designed to help individuals that have print disabilities. People that have low vision and learning disabilities use this product quite often. And this allows them to synchronize text and audio. And so one of the other things that you will notice is once I selected the Classmate Reader, it identifies different locations in which we can have access to content. I don't know whether you can see it or not, but there are little arrows that dot to say at the back of our classroom in our library cases, we have Read How You Want. And Read How You Want creates books that are, there's a free chapter download program as well, but they also have new releases and there's a fee for service. But this, they create accessible content, so which means that within the unit or the Classmate Reader, we're able to navigate between pages, chapters, and sections. This is a great place to come and learn about different resources that work with devices, actually, and so we wanted to show that relationship. So if I decided for Susie that she wanted to have a device that would help her with reading comprehension, to put in notes, to engage in that text, I would then add this to my wish list. And this is creating in behind, and then I'm going to close that information. So with the classmate, I might have seen that I want to go over and find information out about Bookshare now. So I click on the icon that says Bookshare, and once again, on the right-hand side, it will give us a description of what Bookshare is, who can access it, international students or not. So with Bookshare, maybe I want to find out a little bit more information in how the kind of material that Susie is going to be able to have access to. So what I'm going to do is click on the more word after the written passage. And so I would just click more. And this takes you right into the Bookshare site. So at the bottom of each of the descriptions, there's websites that will take you back. What has been great about the My Dream Classroom project is that we are collaborating with quite a few different companies and organizations to share with you information and how different pieces of technology work together. So now that we're in the Bookshare site, we can learn about memberships. This takes you right to the very beginning information regarding Bookshare. So you might come to the My Dream Classroom and say, oh yeah, I need to pick up a book from Bookshare, and you have the link to go right there. So this is ways for us to go back and forth. If you want to, within Bookshare, you can sign up for your membership, look at different books that they have available. So I'm using the back arrow to get back into the My Dream Classroom. I wanted to show you, and so on the right-hand side as well, I might say add to my wish list again, because I want information regarding Bookshare, and this is something that I believe would benefit Susie as we address so that she can have access to accessible content. So we've got that added. I'm going to then press close. One of the other great things, I'm going to just show you what happens when we click on low vision. And so you're going to see more products become available when low vision has been selected. And I can unclick learning disabilities as well. And I might click on blindness. So it depends the needs that I want to learn about. This is really a great visual graphic on what technologies are out there that can help. And so the write-ups, this is a product from View Plus. And it will tell us, if we don't know what this is, we've never seen it before, it's going to give us some basic information on what it is. So this is the imprint Spot Dot, and it's a printer that prints Braille material and is an embosser. So I might have a student that I need to be working with that needs to have some Braille. So I want to know more about that. So I click more. Investigate what View Plus has to share regarding these printers and the technology, and then I'm going to go back, and I can investigate that website and then come back to My Dream Classroom. And then I'm going to say, yeah, I would like to have this added to my wish list, and this is just ideas. And once we've selected items for our wish list, I'm going to show you what happens. So there is a wish list that's populated, so I can select whether I want to continue having the imprint Spot Dot, the Classmate Reader, and Bookshare. So I'm going to maintain all of those. If I wanted to, I can unclick one of those if I've decided, no, I really needed another device to help Susie today. So what we can do is then click Next. And what it's going to create is, this is going to help you to understand. So I'm going to need to put in some information here. And in this, for me to get to the list, I need to enter in some information so that we're able to understand what's going to happen is the list is going to be populated, so that this will help you understand your students' needs and for them to accomplish their tasks. So let me just put in my phone number, and I'm going to go down to Saskatchewan. And at the bottom, I agree to let companies contact me. So then I click continue. And what's going to happen is now, what's great is there's a list. And this can be used if you're writing grants or want to share information. What happens is on the left-hand side, we have the product that was selected. So it's the imprint Spot Dot. And this is an easy and clear classroom. It provides easy and clear classroom material in Braille. And so it lists all of the features that are going to be able to help us. And then we have a price, quantity, and notes. So you might want to have notes. And if you're writing reports or want to find out more information or share this with someone, this might be where you have that discussion. This would help Susie because of, and you could write that information in on the right-hand side. For the Classmate Reader, some of the benefits that you're going to notice is that it reads in multiple formats and it reads in a multi-sensory way, so you can hear information and see information. And it helps us focus on important passages and to be able to put in voice notes and to interact with that text and Bookshare. So I might want to forward this to a friend, or I can print the document or return to the classroom. So if I was to forward this to a friend, this would be great to say, here's some great information to share with them. Did you know that this is available? And so what we're going to do is I'm going to forward this to a friend. And it's actually going to just be me, but I wanted to show you what it looks like to and then to share that. So if you're writing, here are AT that will help Susie with achieving her reading goals. And then I send it to them. So now they'll receive a little piece of information about that. I also can print this document, so if I was writing a report or needed to attach this, I can just print it out so that people can understand what it is, or I can return to the classroom. I also wanted to let you know in the classroom, this is always changing and growing, and so we have a resource center of information, and there are some great features in here, and these are designed to help you with your students and to understand relationships. So, for example, we have a loaner program for the Classmate Reader. So if you wanted to try Classmates for a group or a setting, you're able to hit PDF, and a document will be provided about how you can become involved in the loaner program. There's quite a few different other resources as well. So then it takes you right into the loaner program about what it is and how you can have access to that. So, and it has timelines and who to contact. So I'm just going to go back. And I might want to go in and find out, Bookshare offers some wonderful training regarding instructional webinars as well and professional work development workshops. So if we go into the professional developments, they will come out, and this talks about that that training. They will come out and do a training on how to use Bookshare as well as integrating that with assistive technology, the digital talking book players like the Classmate and the Victory Reader Stream. And so this is one of those great workshops on how to use and implement Bookshare in your school district. We also have a calendar of activities, and so as conferences become available, as presentations become available, here are other presentations that will be coming up. So it's a great resource for you to share with your staff or parents, their free presentations. And if we are in your area, there's different conferences that you might want to know about and to have access to that. So these are posted within the calendar of activities. I also wanted to let you know that you have opportunities to win prizes by being involved in this. There's different prizes that are offered on a monthly basis, And at the end of the time that we are offering the Dream Classroom, we'll see how this goes, there will be a Dream Classroom at the very end of that that you can win. So by coming and playing and finding out information, there's opportunities for you to have access to your Dream Classroom and the technologies that will help you support your students. Question here on how do we access Bookshare in Canada? And actually, Kathleen, I did a whole presentation with Bookshare on access. We have access to about 11,000 books in Canada, and there is a membership fee that you can register for. So for about $75, unless they give you a special, you can have access to their collection. I will send you an email on that particular link and that particular presentation. So I wanted to let you know also that you can become a friend of the Classmate Reader, as well as our other partners on Facebook. So I know that Read How You Want has a blog as well as a Facebook page to follow. We also have Bookshare and RFB&D also are on Facebook and have great information about scholarships and stories and information about the services as well. So, and I wanted to let you know that we do have a running product presentation page that provides information on past presentations, and you always can come visit those. It's under our products tab at humanware.com, and then you go into product presentations, and there's upcoming presentations or past presentations to view. So with that, I'm trying to keep this session at about 30 minutes. If we have any other questions,